I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here's your 3-minute reset. Today, I'm thinking about the concept of being a Christian manager, a follower of Jesus and a manager of people. And there's a lot of ways to think about this generically or generally, but I think when it comes down to it, and this is very hard for me to say because I have not traditionally done this, but if I am a manager of people, they're in my charge in one way or another, and I'm a follower of Jesus, what does that mean at a minimum level? And I think, Chris, what it means is I should be praying for them every day. It would make sense. Like, of all the people in the world I should be praying for, the people that I lead and manage that are in my care, I should be praying for them. And of course, we can do that without any controversy. But even in the workplace, we can go to them and just let them know, hey, I pray for you every day, and I'd like to know if there's anything going on in your life that you'd like me to keep in prayer. And I can only imagine if every follower of Jesus that managed people in any setting did just that, how the world would change and how many people would come to see what it means to be a follower of Jesus in a different way.
You know, Pat, when you said, yeah, I should pray for them every day, I almost wanted to say, stop right there. Everyone listening, he actually means that. I mean, we say phrases like that and they kind of, yeah, we should pray for them all every day. If God has given you the authority of being a manager over certain people and you're a Christian, do what you are, Christian. Like, literally, I want you to commit to this. Pray for your people by name. If you have 100 people, if you're in a blessed situation like that, here's a next level challenge. Maybe write all their names down, right? And carry in your pocket and just whatever you can get through. Just lift them up by name to God. There's a beautiful ritual in a Catholic baptism when after a baby's baptized, there's oil placed in their head. They're anointed a priest, prophet, and king. How cool is that? Like, every Christian bears this identity, this priestly identity, that you go on behalf of people to God. And if God's putting you in authority over people, use that identity. Be what you are.
And we're exhorting you to do this, but please don't think we're judging you because I have not done this. I mean,
totally
I have
either.
A podcast about this kind of thing, and I have not done this, and it's embarrassing because I think, how does that not occur to you? And there's probably people listening to this going, well, you dork, I do it every day. I can't believe you don't. So good on you. But I think it's one of those disciplines to think, yeah, I need to lift them up in prayer, and it's a good thing to let them know that I'm doing that. So please don't think we're judging you. And in fact, when you go to talk to them about this, if you do that, you can say, gosh, you know, I never thought about doing this before, but I really want to. So let's pray about it.
Amen. So Lord, we thank you for giving us the responsibility of bringing people in our hearts to you in prayer. Help us to live out our priestly role as your followers and to lift up those you've entrusted to us to your care every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.